Thank you, Mr. Chairman, and welcome everyone for my presentation on the viscoplastic strain development in stress-controlled tensile loading, the effect of temperature. As has been introduced, I'm Zainab Al-Makdisi, a postdoctoral researcher at Luleå University of Technology, north of Sweden. So we have done some isothermal tensile testing with a very slow strain rate on epoxies at different temperatures, and we see a very strong dependency on the temperature of the viscoelastic response of these materials. And if we look on, to the right, there is also like the accumulative irreversible strains after 2 hours of creep on these materials at different temperatures, which suggest also not only the dependency on stresses, but there is also dependencies on the temperature. So it is of our, in our interest to have a generalized material model where we can analyze the different component of the strain response, like from the viscoelastic response and the viscoplastic response at different temperatures, and to be able to obtain parameter models that we can have in the different components, and to be able to eventually simulate this response with respect to temperature and the stresses. But in today's talk, I will focus on the viscoplastic strain analysis and leave this viscoelasticity discussion for future talks. And for the viscoplastic strains, there could be a different formulation on the stress dependency of the viscoplastic strains, but one very well accepted and widely used model is the Zappa's model, which suggested which suggests that the viscoplastic strain development follows a power function. And if we and this model has three parameters which can experimentally be determined, and those are the CVP and big M and small m. I will refer to them along the presentation as well. So if we want to look at the temperature dependency, we are interested to know how those those parameters also show some temperature dependency. So we are adapting this Zappa's model along our analysis. This sets up the objective for the present for today's talk, and then I will be first. If we go back to the results that we have seen initially, the curve, we can see that at low stresses, in almost all the temperatures, there is no significant development of viscoplastic strains or the irreversible strains. And if we want to adapt this Zappa's model, it is suggested that maybe there is a threshold below which a threshold of stress below which there is no development of viscoplasticity. So can we introduce this threshold, which we can think about it as the yield stress? And below that stress level, there is no development of the viscoplasticity, and above which we can try to simulate the development of viscoplasticity. So we will check what is the influence of introducing this stress level into the model, and which one would capture the viscoplastic development better. Then I will be presenting the development, the methodology to determine the temperature dependency of those parameters, if there is a temperature dependency, and also this introduced stress threshold on temperature. Then we analyze this temperature dependency, and then I'm going to present the validation of the proposed methodology against the experimental results. So the material we are using for this task is the araldite LY5052 epoxy system with a resin to hardener ratio of 100 to 38 weight by weight. The material was cured at room temperature for 24 hours, followed by post-curing at 105 degrees for 4 hours. In order to avoid any thermal or physical aging, we have annealed the material at 150 for 40 degrees, followed by aging at 80 degrees for 15 days, which is estimated to be longer than the creep test at highest temperature. So we perform an isothermal short-term creep recovery test in tension in an Instron universal testing machine equipped with 10 kilonewton load cell and an extensometer. The approach we are using is the single specimen approach. So we have one specimen that we load at increasing stresses at each temperature. The mode of control in the machine was set to be the load control mode, and we are avoiding removing and putting the sample again in the different stresses, so we don't remove the sample from the machine to avoid introducing some errors which might be in the same order of magnitude as the detected viscoplastic strain that is developed. So in the current procedure, we are analyzing the stress dependency case by case. So we neglect the we take the experimental recorded viscoplastic strain at each stress level, and assume that the whole history is known, which is denoted here as the epsilon viscoplastic stress strain at S. And we do this short-term creep recovery test for 2 hours in this stress level, and at a constant stress level and a constant temperature. So if we look at the decomposition of the viscoplastic strain equation, so we have the history part, which is now, if we are assuming a constant, a known viscoplastic strain at the start, so this is a constant term, which leads to the end equation to be like this, from which, if we are selecting the M parameter correctly, then we have a perfectly a linear relationship with time, and with that we can change the M until we get a perfect fit, linearity fit, and we have our M parameter from the model. But possibly this M is going to be different for different stresses. However, the formulation of the equation suggests that we have M independent on the stress level, so we need to find one M which is constant, which works for all the stresses without, which is constant all over the stresses. So we are suggesting to average the M obtained from the different stress level and use it as a constant M. And if we plot the equation as y parameter against the time as x parameter, and the rest is going to be the slope, of course, when we denote it to be A, we can look at the linear fit when we have the M's are the best for each stress level, and the one to the right, then when we have M as the averaged from all over the other M's obtained for all the stress levels, we see that we are not losing any integrity of the fitting. So this is going to be okay for to be chosen as the M parameter for over the whole stress steps, all the stress steps. So this A parameter that we have obtained, we have seen that it has also a power function relationship to the with the stress. However, it is kind of not capturing the experimental point at the highest stress level, which might cause problems when we have when we are dealing with the stresses with the simulations at high stress levels. But if we are assuming now that there, without having this introduced threshold, which means that the original formulation of the Zappas model, then we can just have the obtain the the CVP and the M from the linear relationship on the log-log axis. And we do this for multiple temperatures to get the temperature dependency. So we can look at the results, and we can see that all the three parameters can be obtained, and we see that the M parameter, which suggests the rate of the development of the viscoplastic strain, has a dependency on temperature, which is increasing with the increasing temperature, but CVP does not show a specific trend, and the big M is decreasing with the increasing temperature. So what happens if we introduce this threshold? It's the same in principle of plotting on log-log scale, axis, and then we can change the sigma y until we get the best linear fit, and that will be our stress dependency or stress threshold. And we do this also for all the temperatures, and by this we can find the stress sigma y. So what happens now? This sigma y seems to have also some dependency on the temperature, and we can see that it is also decreasing with the increase in temperature, which is kind of intuitive because the higher stress, the higher temperatures, we can have earlier development of the viscoelastic strains. And now we see the trends of the other viscoplastic parameters, and we see the same trends for M, the small m and the big M, and now we have also more clear trend on the CVP as well. Now that we have obtained all our parameters from the original Zappas model and the modified Zappas model, we can go and see how the simulations look like. And on the left, now those are at two different temperatures, we are simulating the viscoplastic development, viscoplastic strain development, using the original Zappas model. And to the right, we have it from the modified model, and we can see that we are a little bit underestimating the viscoplastic development when we are introducing this threshold to the model. So coming to the conclusions, I could say that we have met all the objectives set for this task, and we have a satisfactory description of the material the viscoplastic or the simulation of data. And this threshold that we have introduced shows a decrease with temperature, and that the viscoplastic strain rate development, which is the parameter M, always increases with the temperature, and the threshold stress introduced might not be necessary because it did not improve the simulation of the viscoplastic strain development. And maybe the power function of the stress dependency might not be the perfect or the most suitable formulation or function to fit the data. And then we need to keep in mind that also this is the current analysis is done on the short-term creep test, and the instantaneous creep viscoplasticity or like the long-term viscoplasticity might differ as well. But that is going to be something which we will be discussing in the future. We will try to implement different functions, like the exponential function. And we are also planning to analyze the lateral, the Poisson's effect on the viscoplastic development. And also we are performing some nonlinear viscoelasticity on these materials, but that is going to be something really for the future. And looking forward to discuss it later. I would like to end my talk with acknowledgement of the STINT, the Foundation for Corporation Research and Higher Education, for funding the work, and the Mirinate for funding my presence here in the conference. And thank you for the audience for listening.
So there is time for one question or two fast questions or no questions. Anyone from the no score there? Okay, I have one very fast question. You investigated the effect of temperature on these viscoplastic strains, but we know that viscoelasticity, viscoplastic behavior is also depending on the rate effect.
On the rate. Yes.
How do you combine
the rate is now fixed, so the loading rate is fixed on in all the temperatures, so we are investigating only the effect of temperature.
So if you change the rate, your models and your
so if I change the if
is
I change
applied
the,
or you have to redo everything
yes.
for the
so. I guess so.
So you didn't investigate this if there is any
No, I didn't have no.
Okay.
Not yet at least.
Okay. Yes. Anyone else from the audience? No? Okay, thank you again.
Thank you.